portions of this program were pre-recorded.
What is this? Is it Friday yet?
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Just watch me dance.
I've been so dancy lately.
Elvis Duran, how are you, buddy?
You know what?
Hi-ya!
Just watch me.
Love me so Friday.
It's Friday.
Let the dancing begin.
Just watch me.
Duran and the Morning Show.
Rolling into Friday. It's Friday, September 27th, into the weekend.
Yep.
A lot of us looking for a beautiful weekend just to go out and relax. A lot of us, if you can hear us, if you have power, have a lot to check out once the sun comes up. We're talking about Florida and Georgia, of course.
Yeah.
Wow, what a mess. I know Froggy is down there in Jacksonville. Even though you guys didn't get hit really hard, I mean, the rest of the state over on the coast, the Gulf Coast, wow. They're saying this storm's probably one of the biggest storms they've ever experienced, at least in modern recording history, right?
Yeah, the storm surge is going to be really bad. 1.25 million people in the state of Florida without power right now, and we will assess the damage as the sun comes up this morning.
Yeah, and that's one of those things. We live in this high-tech world where we know everything in an instant, but this is one of those things you just don't know until Mother Nature turns on the light.
Right.
So I know Froggy's been up most of the night, keeping an eye on everything. There's a lot of people who are just looking for other people right now in the dark.
Yes.
My frightening moment yesterday, of course, easy for me to say because I wasn't there, but when authorities asked people to use a magic marker, a permanent marker, to mark their name and social security number and info on their skin because they refused to leave.
Yeah.
They refused to evacuate and because they wanted to stay home to make sure things were safe. Well, well, that's the day we're rolling into. We have the rest of the country we need to be paying attention to as well. This is a weird pivot point. This chair we sit in. Don't you agree? I mean,
yeah, wow. Yeah, of course.
Well, welcome to the day. Welcome to the weekend. I don't know where to start. Good morning, Gandhi. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Feeling great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We're on top of it together.
Yes.
What about you, Danielle? Are you on top of it?
I'm on top of it sometimes.
Are you in the top bunk or the bottom bunk today?
Depends on the day.
Yeah, I rolled out of the bottom bunk today. I just thought it would be closer to the floor. Hey, good morning, Straight Nate. Are you ready to take charge of this mess?
I am. Give me the reins there, Duran.
Okay. Good morning, producer Sam. Buenos dias to you.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. There's Scotty B in Master Control.
Hi, good morning.
And, of course, I see Scary. Scary on the buttons, on the ones and twos.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. And Froggy, just let's check in with Froggy from time to time, but I know you have a lot of stuff going on. So in and out, whenever you need us, we're here for you, okay?
You got it.
All right. Hey, another big thing that's happening here on the show, starting in exactly 2 hours, we start announcing lineups for three of our favorite Jingle Ball concerts, New York, Miami, and Philadelphia.
It's so exciting.
I know. It's a Jingle Ball announced Friday, mm-hmm. and we're going to begin in exactly 2 hours.
Yesterday we had a little sneak peek of a couple of the, you know, of the lineups. So mm-hmm, I told my son the lineup yesterday, and I swear to gosh, I thought he was going to faint on the floor. He's like, that might be one of the best lineups I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Wow. So,
well,
yeah,
okay.
He's so excited.
At least we passed your son's test. That's a big one.
That's a good thing.
All right. We don't know where the day is going to take us. We've got mysteries to solve coming up in 2 hours as we announce at least three of the biggest and most important Jingle Ball concerts of the season. Until we get there, for some reason, let's play some Katy Perry.
This was never the way I planned, not my intention. I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's not what I'm used to, just wanna try you on. I'm curious for you, caught my attention. I can't
Well, here we go. Welcome to the day. Katy Perry, thanks for starting the day. Hey, we got to roll into it. We do have a phone tap on the way, but it's, once again, a free crap phone tap. Who's in charge of looting the building today?
Gandhi? Yes. Danielle?
Gandhi and Danielle, why don't from time to time you two just like hold hands and skip down the hall and steal stuff from people?
Sounds good.
And we'll give it away in about an hour and a half.
All right.
Our first caller of the day, last of the week, that makes sense, Tony Marie, sending good vibes, but she needs good vibes too. How you doing, Tony Marie? What's going on with you today?
Hello, lady. I love you guys so much. I have a job interview this morning, and I really need all the good vibes I can get because I'm turning 30 on Monday. So if I get a job for my birthday, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. We give you the gift of employment. Wow. I know, but you know what? That'd be some good news. So are you excited going into this interview? Do you feel good about it? Good vibes?
I feel excellent. I've been preparing for it all week, and I know I'm going to nail it.
So how do you prepare for an interview?
So you practice interview questions, and you impress them as much as you can with all the resources that show them that you can make, that show them how successful you can be in the role.
Okay. Wow. I feel that's
like
advanced.
You have to look in the mirror, I think, and you have to like give yourself like positive like reinforcement and say, you got this, I'm the best, I'm going to get this job. Like you really have to pump yourself up.
Yeah.
Exactly. All the affirmations.
Yeah.
So what is your weakest skill?
I'd have to say that I am too hard on myself. I hold myself to high standards.
Okay, so how can you reconstruct that answer? I'm always self evaluating, and if I'm not performing at a level where I need to perform, I stay with it and lean into it and fix it. I don't know.
Exactly. I don't know. Resilience.
Yeah. Yes, I'm trying to write it as I go. Yeah, don't write it as you go like I just did, because that would probably end everything. All right, look, we're not nervous. We're excited for you, Tony Marie. I want you to go in there, win them over, and get back to us on Monday and let us know how you did. You promise?
Of course. Thank you so much. I've been listening since I was in middle school. I love you guys so much. You give so much cheer in my day every day. So thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for being there. And, all right. Go get him, Tiger. We're rooting for you. Just remember that we're sitting here thinking about you when you're in that chair today, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate your support.
Oh, you're so welcome. What do we have for Tony Marie as we send her off to her interview?
Tony Marie, we're going to send you a $50 Wendy's gift card so you can grab that breakfast burrito on the way to the interview when you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Maybe on the way home from the interview. I don't know, it's up to you. Well, listen, hold on 1 second, Tony Marie, and all the best. Break a leg, as they say in showbiz. So let's roll into the Friday. Let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi, and let's make a go of it. What do you got going on, Gandhi?
Well, my computer just completely shut down and crapped the bed.
All right. Crap in the bed.
No, I think we should start with Hurricane Helene while this thing reboots, because I know Froggy has a lot of information. It's being called one of the strongest storms to hit in a very, very long time. She has brought all kinds of trouble to the Florida area. She now has the distinction of being the strongest hurricane in history to hit the Big Bend region. The storm made landfall late last night, just southeast of Tallahassee, as a powerful Cat 4 hurricane. Governor DeSantis is warning residents not to let their guard down, even though the storm is moving on and now making its presence known in Georgia. Hazards and potential disaster will remain throughout the overnight hours, even after sunrise. Hurricane Helene is now being downgraded, though, to a tropical storm, but people still need to be very aware of what's going on. Froggy, do you want to add anything to that?
I mean, you pretty much covered it all, Gandhi. It is now a tropical storm. Yes, 1.25 million people in Florida without power, 2.5 million people nationwide right now due to Hurricane Helene without power as you get into Georgia and South Carolina. It has been downgraded to a tropical storm. I heard a term last night that I haven't heard for the first time. It was called a mesovortex. And
what
that was going on. It was the wind in the eye wall was spinning the other way. So the way the storm is spinning counterclockwise, inside the eye wall, it was going the other way. It's called a mesovortex. I follow a gentleman on X that's a storm chaser. He was in the eye wall. I've never seen anything like this.
Wow.
It is just, these storms are just unbelievable. It was a Category 4 when it made landfall last night around 11 p.m. in the Big Bend.
Thank you, Froggy. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is set to be arraigned today on a slew of federal corruption charges. He's been ordered to appear in federal district court in Manhattan at noon. He was indicted yesterday on charges that he accepted bribes from Turkish officials and funneled the money into his campaign as contributions. He also allegedly accepted at least $100,000 in travel benefits. Adams has remained defiant following the indictment, vowing to stay in office as he proclaims his innocence. And finally, that record-setting ball hit by Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani has been causing all kinds of drama. It's set to be auctioned off. Yes. It's now the subject of a lawsuit. So he became the first player to hit 50 home runs and gain 50 stolen bases in the same season. But now an 18-year-old is suing. He's claiming he actually caught the baseball, but it was ripped from his hands by another fan. Video of the game does show fans in a scuffle over the ball. The auction is starting at a bid of $500,000 with the option to buy it outright for $4.5 million. The auction house says it knows about the lawsuit, but they insist the auction is going forward. Danielle is outraged about something.
Scuffles happen every day when a ball comes into your area, and who wants it and who doesn't have it. Sometimes it lands in your hand, and then you drop it and someone else grabs it. It just is what, unless there's a kid there and you feel bad and you want to give it to the kid, especially a ball like this, whatever.
Well, couldn't they set up a rule or law that says, well, if it's our ball, it's our ball. Give me my ball back. Otherwise, you're going to jail.
You know, in soccer, it's like that. You can't keep... it makes me laugh because people that go to a soccer match for the first time have no idea. And if the ball gets kicked into the stands, they sit with it. And the people on the sideline go, no, you got to throw that back. You don't keep it at a soccer match.
Well, then that's the answer. We should only have one ball per game. That's it. You don't give the ball back, game over.
That's it.
Could you imagine?
We have one ball.
So long.
The stadium is issued one ball and one ball only.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Look at that. We solve all the problems in life, don't we?
Yeah.
And those are your three things?
Yes.
Thank you. You guys ready for your Friday?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Yo. I'm going to play hooky. Goodbye.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you missed our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One,
Las Vegas makes
you can now watch the best moments exclusively on Hulu, beginning October 7th.
All right, you guys are out for a party, I can tell.
You'll see the biggest festival headliners from around the world assembled on one stage, on one show.
This iHeart energy is so incredible.
Big Sean, Camila Cabello, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Gwen Stefani, Halsey, Hozier, Keith Urban, New Kids on the Block, Paramore, Shaboozy, The Black Crowes, The Weeknd, Thomas Rhett, Victoria Monet, and a special performance by Coldplay's Chris Martin.
Thank you to iHeart and everything for having us.
This is the only time you will see a lineup of superstar performers like this on one stage, on one night.
Get louder than ever.
See it all at our 2024 iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Capital One.
Streaming only on Hulu, beginning October 7th.
iHeartRadio, music you should know, featuring Lawrence, What You Want.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
Custom station with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Oh, not another take.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.
Here we go. We are back.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Here I go. You know, the morning ritual, polishing off some coffee. You know, so I think Sunday is National Coffee Day. I think we learned that yesterday with Food News and Froggy.
Yep.
Yeah, since Sunday is National Coffee Day, I just want to caution you. Don't go overboard with this caffeine thing. Look, I know we're all different. Some of us have a different tolerance level for caffeine. And, you know, the question is, how much is too much caffeine? According to this one cardiologist I was reading about, caffeine consumption is safe up to a point, especially for people who don't have a heart condition. And you need to know if you have a heart condition. But if you don't, and you're like slamming back gallons of Java every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're saying, I think the AHS, the American Heart Association, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they say that point is usually around 3 to 4 cups of coffee per day for most people. 3 to 4 cups.
Whoa.
Per day.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Well, not for some. I mean, we say that. I mean, I usually have a cup per day, and maybe I'll do an espresso in the afternoon if I need to, like, do something.
Oh.
Other than that, that's it.
Diamond, I don't know how many cups of coffee she has a day. She is a coffee freakazoid.
Well, turn her on. Turn on little jittery girlfriend over there. So maybe this explains some of your erratic behavior, young lady.
Yes. I keep a coffee in my hand, cold, hot, whatever. It's good.
Yeah.
Well, so they're also saying, you know, in the factors that you must look at, including your body makeup, is also the number of cups you have, how strong each cup is, because, you know, different vendors, different places, different machines will have a different strength of caffeine, right? So, I mean, there's a lot you can't really judge. There's no meters to look. You know, it's not like your gas tank in your car is such. But other drinks, though, you need to drink like if you need to drink 1 to 3 energy drinks, 4 to 5 cans of Coke or 10 to 15 cups of green tea, that's the equivalent of like 3 to 4 cups of coffee.
How much Coke?
4 to 5 cans of Coke. Ooh. But see, they're not, I don't think they're including sugar in that mix.
No,
not at all.
Yeah, no. They're just talking caffeine.
57 sugars per Coke.
I don't know. I had an aunt, God rest her soul. She would drink one of those big, like 17 liter bottles of Coke every single day.
Oh, my goodness. Lord. No.
But that's okay. She balanced it with a carton of cigarettes per day, too.
As long as she had that.
So, signs you've had too much caffeine, maybe you can check these things off with you. Insomnia, just can't sleep. Mm-hmm. Jitteriness, heart palpitations, excessive sweating, nausea, and headaches. And I know some people, if they wake up on the weekends and they're not in routine mode and they don't have their coffee like they do during the week, they get headaches.
Yeah.
They have withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm not at that point. They say if you come to a point where you start having withdrawal symptoms, then maybe it's something to look at. Yes, Daniel.
I had a friend in college who was so addicted to caffeine and coffee that the doctor made her go off of it and go through the whole withdrawal process. And she said it was like torture for her because she was getting the sweats and the jitters and everything because she was so addicted to it.
Wow. And look at Nate's dad, for instance, who was a truck driver, a trucker.
Yeah.
And I know we have a lot of truckers listening to us right now, and you do everything you can to keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
So how many cups of coffee per day would your dad drink?
His record was 38 cups of coffee.
What?
In one day?
In one day.
Oh, my gosh.
And in part because his day would start at like 2 a.m., and he would go until late at night or whatever. And but a lot of times you would sit in the dispatch room, and there's nothing to do. So he'd just sit there drinking coffee all day.
Oh, my gosh.
So my dad's weird. He's like keeps track of everything he eats and drinks, and he's like, yeah, I had 38 cups one day. And,
being on the road and not wanting to stop a lot, I mean, would he just have a big thermos in the truck? And
he would have a thermos, but if you ever looked at the dash of his truck, there would be empty coffee cups. Like, he would just start stacking the coffee cups.
How did he not stop at the bathroom like every 5 minutes?
He did.
Yeah. I was going to say, jeez.
Yeah. He did.
Well, there you go. So, as you get up and you get rolling, look, but, you know, then they say, well, you know, a certain amount of coffee per day is actually good for a lot of people. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they also used to say that about wine. And now they say just one sip of alcohol is bad for your entire system. They're saying it's poisoning all of your cells.
Is that what they're saying now?
Yeah, that's what they're saying now. Okay. They're saying the argument is, and it's been all over the news of late, that any alcohol at all is bad for you. And it does not make sense to drink alcohol to be healthier.
Wow.
I don't know. What up there, Froggy?
Do you remember there used to be these little pills? There was a little bottle called No Doze.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my dad liked to drive at night because there was no traffic on the road. So he would leave home at like 11 p.m. driving from North Carolina to Florida. He would take almost a bottle of No Doze.
Oh, good God, man.
Oh, my God.
He was
and
tweaking.
Wash it down with coffee.
What?
God.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, there's an interesting recipe for disaster.
I wonder why Ellie's not the picture of health.
I mean, you might as well just, like, he sounds like amphetamines. I mean, he's going for it.
Seriously.
Yeah. Scary, do you drink coffee?
I do. I do one cup a day. And I've learned that
yes, you do.
If you could wean yourself off the cream and the sugar, coffee by itself is only 5 to 15 calories. That's it. And there's not a whole lot else in there except for caffeine. So I could see the health benefits if you don't drown it in milk and sugar.
Well, but we're talking about caffeine specifically. But no, if you add milk and sugar in there, that's a whole different ballgame.
I need a little jolt in the morning and then I'm good. I just have one cup a day.
Yeah. But, you know, you go to Italy, and, you know, if you're walking on the streets of your town getting business done, you'll exit off to an espresso bar 6, 7, 8 times a day and slam one back. You don't even sit down. You slam it at the counter and go. That's just the way of life. And like I always say, Italians I know, they need an extra jolt of espresso to have enough energy to go to sleep. I mean, it's insane. But you know what? They live longer over there. They're doing okay, so maybe we need to. Maybe we need more espresso in our lives.
Maybe.
Well, my DeLonghi loves to spit out espresso. I finally figured that out. I push this button and espresso comes out. I never knew.
It's so cool.
I know. They're keeping me alive. Let's get into those horoscopes. Producer Sam, it's Friday. Who are you doing them with?
Let's wrap up the week with Hottie B.
All right, Hottie B. Yeah. How much coffee do you drink?
4 to 5 a day, at least.
That's more than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're always jittery. I think that's just natural with you.
Hey, if it's your birthday today, you share it with Jenna Ortega, Lil Wayne, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Avril Lavigne. Capricorn, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Stay in your zone, and you'll never grow. Your day's a 9.
Aquarius, you can't control every outcome. All you can control is your contribution to it. Your day's an 8.
Pisces, you're a little frazzled. Try writing things down to get your weekend tasks done more efficiently. Your day's an 8.
Hey, Aries, no one is as focused on your flaws as you are, so stop dwelling. Your day's a 7.
Taurus, sometimes confusion can come off as other feelings. Don't assume you know someone's motive. Your day is an 8.
Ooh, Gemini, your ideas are spiraling out of you. Be careful not to spill all of them on others. Your day's a 9.
Cancer, you can do more to help than you're giving yourself credit for. Strive for better. Your day's a 6.
Leo, you're spreading yourself a bit thin lately. Set boundaries and then stick to them. Your day's a 10.
Virgo, you're entering a period of rebirth. Get ready for big changes and know they have the potential to be great. Your day's a 7.
Hey, Libra, don't be the kind of person who complains and then never takes action. Use that time wisely. Your day's a 9.
Scorpio, remember that although it takes work, love is natural. Don't force it. Your day's a 5.
And finally, Sagittarius, stop doubting your potential. You have the power to inspire yourself and others. Your day is a 6. And those are your Friday morning horoscopes.
Line 19 is Jennifer. You know, as I said, we're all a little different. Our bodies are all different than other bodies. And so as far as you go, Jennifer, too much caffeine is very bad for you. What happened to you? Tell everyone. Uh-oh. She's flatlining right now. Jennifer, is that you?
Sorry.
Jennifer, oh my gosh, are you hooked up to the heart monitor?
I'm being infused by Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, atta girl. So what happened to you? You had too much caffeine, and where did you end up going?
I ended up in the ER twice. Two different instances, because since I'm about 13 or 14, the doctor said you should avoid caffeine. You're a woman. It's not good for you. You can get cysts in your breast.
Cysts, right?
Oh, wow.
That. Yeah, so I avoided it, and over the course of a few years, I would get a nice coffee, ask for decaf, hoping that they did the right thing, and once, it was the 4th of July, I ordered a large iced decaf at a certain establishment, and it was not decaf. And I drank almost the entire thing before I started feeling like I was having some sort of cardiac event, and I didn't realize what was happening. I really thought something was wrong with me, you know, with my heart. And I went into the ER, and they hooked me up to an IV, asked me all the questions as to what was happening, how I felt. And they said, you have a sensitivity because you don't have it, it's affecting you in a very negative way. So your best bet is to just drink tea or anything that's caffeine-free that you can monitor. If you order it out, you should get decaf when you ask for it, but sometimes people make mistakes. So
yeah.
Wow. You know what? And a lot of people who
were... It's a horrible
feeling. I can't imagine. So what was it? Your pulse was racing? Did you get a little like cold, sweaty feeling, that kind of thing?
My hands were shaking. I felt like I was going to jump out of my skin, and my heart was racing. I really thought my heart was going to come out of my chest. I've never felt anything like that.
Wow.
Well, that's the thing. If you work in the coffee service business, you know, they mean business. If they ask for decaf... Give them decaf. Someone just sent a text, Jennifer, saying that they worked at Starbucks at the mall, and if people were super nasty, she would give them decaf without telling them, because they didn't need any extra jitters in their day. They were being nasty enough as it was. So there you go. So I guess it's okay to pull back like that. Well, Jennifer, I'm glad you're okay, and a lot of people start their day with coffee, and maybe they don't know why they're jittering. Well, I think we just possibly figured that out for you. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to us, okay?
I love you guys. You're the best. Have a great day.
We love you too.
You too.
Yeah, wow. If you could go to ER and feel like you're dying, I think maybe too much coffee there. Or any coffee is bad. Danielle, what do you have coming up?
We're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes' dad body, because that is trainer approved, everybody. And Charlie XCX will be honored as Hitmaker of the Year.
We got Ludacris.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
Jimmy Fallon. Right here. Oh, my God. Mercedes-Benz SUVs, stylish, powerful, and sophisticated. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers. Kelly Clarkson, how are you doing today?
I'm having a great week.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. Supernova. All commercial free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink-182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay. Back in Boulder, we ain't ever getting older.
good.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight. A feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done. You will believe God.
Definitely some excitement in the air coming up. Let's see, an hour and 15 minutes from right now, we announce Z100 New York's Jingle Ball lineup.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes after that, we announce Philadelphia's Q102 Jingle Ball lineup. And then 2 hours and 15 minutes from right now, I think, right?
Yeah.
We announce Y100 Miami's
lineup.
So exciting.
I know. And I want to go see all three shows. Can we just go... All three.
Yeah, I'd love to. Sure.
Because, I mean, some of the same stars are in some of these shows, all three of them, and some of them aren't. Some of them have different performers. That's why we got to do all three, man. We got to test them out.
Yeah, I know one of them has somebody that smells really nice.
Oh, okay, here we go. Danielle.
Gotta go to that one.
Sniffing our guests again. Let's see. Of course, the last Jingle Ball of the season will be at Y100 in Miami. And I can't wait. Can't wait to fly on in, party with everyone, because it's a very unique show in that it's the very last stop for a lot of these performers and a lot of the people who have been working the Jingle Ball concerts, the crew, and so it's very celebratory.
Yeah.
So if you can get tickets for all three of these, New York and Philly and Miami, just take off the month. You don't need to go to work.
Yeah.
I think you'll be very happy that you did. Danielle, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Well, let's start out with Hoda. I know we talked about this late in the show yesterday, but we love our Hoda, and she will be leaving today, early next year. It's big news. She said she had her kids late in life. She was thinking that they deserve a bigger piece of my time, and she says that, you know, we only have a little bit of time, not enough, so she wants to make sure she dedicates it to the right place. So we love you, Hoda, and we're excited for you and for your next chapter. So a lot of people say that Patrick Mahomes, he's 29, you know, he plays football, but he has a dad bod. Well, his dad bod is actually trainer approved. He's had the same trainer since he was 9 years old. Yes, guys, he had a trainer at 9 years old. There you go.
Wow.
And he said he considers him one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And he says, I know a thing or two, and he should not be, you know, the skinny stick guy. That's not what he needs to be for an NFL quarterback. He has to at least have 14% body fat, and he's definitely not unhealthy. He needs to make sure that when he gets, like, knocked into, he can absorb the force.
Let's hear it for dad bods, everyone. Dad bods.
Yeah. Dad bods. By the way, I didn't take the contact.
I had a trainer at 9 years old, too.
Did you?
Well, that's when I started wearing my training bra.
Oh, that's different. That's a little different. Yeah. So they are saying the Academy Awards in March might look a little bit like the Grammy Awards, because Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande, Lady Gaga, Cynthia Erivo, they're all in big movies, and they're all hoping to get an award. Now, you know Lady Gaga is in The Joker, right? The new Joker on the way. There's so much buzz around Wicked with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. So, I mean, Selena Gomez. I mean, there's a lot of cool things that can be happening at the Academy Awards this year. So I cannot wait. All right, so somebody online figured out that if you slow down Dolly Parton songs, it sounds exactly like Hozier, and vice versa. If you speed up Hozier songs, it sounds like Dolly.
Back that up. Say that again.
Okay.
You slow down Dolly, it sounds like Hozier?
Yeah, and if you slow down Hozier, it sounds like Dolly. So here's an example. So
okay.
Here's Dolly slowed down, sounding like Hozier.
Jolene.
That's Dolly slowed down.
Yeah. Now, if you speed up Hozier, it sounds like Dolly.
Take me to church, I was like a dog at the shrine.
That sounds like Hozier.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Dolly.
That sounds like Hozier sounding like Hozier.
Yeah, exactly.
This is stupid.
I feel like there's something weird about this.
Okay, well, all right.
Wasn't that just his song?
Maybe
that
it's not sped up. Maybe, does the clip continue?
No.
I just think it's Dolly Parton slowed down sounds like Hozier.
Yeah, I don't think vice versa.
And that was Dolly singing Jolene in the beginning, and it sounded like Hozier. You're right. And then they gave us a little bonus Hozier in there.
They got half that.
Okay, what else you got going on today?
So Variety has announced that Charlie XCX will be honored as Hitmaker of the Year at the 8th Annual Hitmaker Celebration on December 7th. You know, it looks back at the most impactful people on music, and it's an invitation-only brunch. More honorees will be revealed soon. We've got new music today. Lady Gaga's Harlequin is out. That's the companion album to the new Joker. You've got DaBaby. He's got something out. And Luke Bryan has something out today, too. Wild Robot is in your theaters. The Wild Robot. Megalopalopaloops. Megalopalopaloops.
I want to go see that.
Is that what you want? They're saying the Wild Robot's going to be number one.
I want to see that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. How'd you say Megalopolis?
Megalopalopaloopaloops.
That takes over the entire marquee.
Also, there's a lot for you to watch at home. You have Wolves. That is on Apple TV Plus. That's a new comedy. You've got Apartment 7A on Paramount Plus. You've got a lot of football going down. You have The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon, Bob's Burgers. There's a lot of season premieres this weekend as well. So you may want to just check it out and stay home and have a glass of wine. And that's my Danielle report.
So Wolves, isn't that the George Clooney and Brad Pitt film? Is that right?
Yeah, okay. It's a comedy.
Oh, okay. I'm not hearing great things about it.
No,
really?
But I'm going to try it. No, I'm not. I'm going to try it anyway.
And then there's some new, did you hear about The Summit? It's a reality competition. So 16 people are challenged to climb the New Zealand Alps in 14 days. And then they obviously earn like $1 million and a bunch of other stuff. I was hearing same thing about that one, that people are like, it's all right.
Oh. They have Alps in New Zealand? There's Alps in New Zealand?
Yeah, they're mountains. Yeah. They stole the name from the Alps.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. That's not where the Alps are.
No.
Please.
But apparently, I keep thinking there's too many reality shows and that we're running out of ideas.
Okay, now let me get this straight. Yeah. If we slow down Hozier, it sounds like Dolly Parton.
Right. Or,
if you speed up Hozier, it sounds like Dolly Parton. Which one?
Yes, if you speed up Hozier, it's supposed to sound like Dolly Parton. We did not get an example of that, though. We need Garrett to load that example for us.
Oh, I thought that we had. Okay, I was totally wrong.
That's okay. Well, I'd say it's water under the bridge. What if we slowed down? Let's go down the list of all of our favorite performers and try to see who they sound like when they slow down.
Can we slow down our show?
Oh, my God.
No, it seems pretty friggin' slow already.
Exactly. Sorry about that.
We are 1 hour and 10 minutes away from beginning our journey to the stages of Jingle Ball in three cities, New York City and Philadelphia and Miami. We announce all of the performers that have signed up so far, and we reserve the right to add more, okay? Keep that in mind.
I like that.
That's the fine print. So beginning in 1 hour and 8 minutes, we start with New York City's Jingle Ball. Make sure you're listening.
Good morning.
Good morning. With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 100 commercial-free stations waiting for you to explore right now, like K-pop radio, featuring the ultimate in K-pop. Jimin, New Jeans, Stray Kids, aespa, and more. All commercial free. Just open the free iHeartRadio app, search K-pop radio, and listen now. iHeartRadio. Free never sounded so good.
Deja vu, I swear they sound the same. It's cutting on my skin. Every word they say sounds just like him. And it goes like this. We'll get in your car and you'll need to kiss me. We'll talk for hours and lie on the backseat. And the moon breaks the night when everything changes.
This morning I woke up, feeling so brand new. Got the gang over.
Elvis Duran and the
the Z100 Morning Show.
This morning I woke up.
Z100.
Judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise I'm not too different. And everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, 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 don't prove I'm right. Please, 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 don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, mother. Just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice, and we could live so happily if no one knew.